You didn't come here for that, did you? I know exactly what you want to do. I know that you want to help me solve a problem today. I have an object I want to show you, and I want you to help me describe it. Could you do that? You think so? Okay. Here we go. I want you to get ready. You got to put your thinking caps on. Here you go.
Soda can.
Soda can.
It's Coca-Cola.
It's Coca-Cola. What else do you say? It's the original, right? That's very good. Thank you. I could have turned that for you if you wanted to. Yeah, you want me to turn around like this? No. What else? What else do you notice? You could drink it, right? It's cold. Good. Very nice, Mariah. That's very good. You touched it. That's good. 140 calories. Excellent. Way to go, Brent. You must be a lot of fun at dinner. Reading all the labels. Has a lot of sugar in it. That's right. It's full. That's another good thing you can observe about it.
It has 39 grams of sugar.
39 grams of sugar. Man, oh my gosh. You just broke a lot of people's hearts right then. You could buy it at a store. What else? Your mom drinks it. Look, all of this you're getting just from observing a can? That's unbelievable. What else do you notice about the can? Anything? There's no tricks here. This is just a can of soda.
You can't open it?
You could open it, but don't. Thank you. That's right. That's right. Anybody else notice? What do you think of? You look at a can of Coke.
It's red.
What's that?
High fructose corn syrup.
Good. What was that?
It's red.
Yes. Anybody else? What do you think of?
It's a cylinder.
It's a cylinder. Very good. It's what?
Recyclable.
Very good. It is kind of shiny, isn't it? Yeah. What else do you think of when you see this Coke can? It's aluminum, yes, right?
It's a classic.
It's a classic, nice.
It's
I am holding it. How about now? Oh, yeah, you're right, I am holding it. It's very good. And also, as you noticed, with how many grams of sugar were there in this?
39,
that's right. We're going with that, 140 calories. Some people may look at a can of Coke and see diabetes written all over it. They very well could see that. Or do you remember those, what I think about, you remember the Coke commercials some years ago? Remember with the can of Coke? Who was holding the can of Coke during Christmas ads? It was a polar bear, wasn't it? A polar bear? Yes, labels on back, yes, has small writing on it. So this one can of Coke, also some of us, not all, would maybe say with a little rum, this is probably pretty good. But we have a can of Coke here, and of course it comes in different varieties too. So when we look at this one thing, we might associate it with Diet Coke. And there's all sorts of different flavors of Coke now. Just amazing. I was thinking cherry Coke, yes. Vanilla Coke. Really? Pineapple Coke? Okay, I'll accept that answer. And so when we look at a classic can of Coke, a lot of other images. Diet Cherry Coke is another. You were on a roll here, Brent. But you know, anytime we look at other objects, also there's a lot more to them than what we first think. Like if somebody said, "Hey, what'd you do at Cold Spring Church today?" Oh, we looked at a can of Coke. Sounds pretty boring, you know, kind of weird. But we've had like a two dozen different ideas, all just coming right to us just because of a can of Coke. And another object that we're going to have today, that we're going to hand out later, is a palm branch. I know, really. Like, what's that? But Jesus, it's not hay. It's from a palm tree. Have you ever seen a palm tree? You need to get out more. But when Jesus entered Jerusalem, you know that they didn't have Uber or anything. When they entered Jerusalem, he just got an animal to ride on the back of and to make the way a more gentle ride. And so all the dust wasn't flying up all over the place. They laid huge, big, much bigger than this, palm branches all over the road where they were going, the dirt road, so that when the animals and all the people were in their march, all this dust and dirt wouldn't be flying over. And it was a way of welcoming Jesus by putting the palm branches down, and they were so excited to see Jesus that they began to wave it. But lots of people look at Palm Sunday and they kind of draw a blank look on their face. But today, with all of us. We're going to talk more about what Palm Sunday means in all the different ways. But I just want you to know that you all are sort of like a can of Coke. In that when we look at you, we see a lot more than meets the eye. That you represent God's gift to us. And you too, both of you, are gifts of God to us and to your families. And there's lots to you. And that's why we like to have conversations and get to know each other and have activities together. Because the more we do together, the more connections to make, we can recognize that we are much more than we first noticed. Well, listen, would you pray with me? Let's give God thanks for making us in His image. Dear God, we thank you today that you put us here on this planet to experience your love and to share your love. And I thank you today for Brent and for Mariah, for children everywhere. We thank you for the gift they represent as we find out so much more each and every day, and for your special journey into Jerusalem that changed our life and the lives of an entire planet forever. Amen. Chocolate.